Genesis. Now, has it been replaced?
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Bible-upholding ministry of Answers in Genesis. Well, Ken, we know that Genesis is the foundational book of the 66 books in the Bible, but how could anyone claim it should ever be or could be replaced?
I was recently interviewed on a secular radio station in Bedford, England. Now, the radio host who was interviewing me about the public lecture I was going to give to the local community made the following claim. He said, "Surely no one believes Genesis in today's world. We now know this is a myth, and it's been replaced by a scientific view of origins." So I asked, "What scientific view are you talking about?" He replied, "Well, evolution and the Big Bang." I then said, "Actually, when you say this, you're not replacing Genesis with a scientific view in the sense of observable, repeatable science. Molecules to man, evolution, and the Big Bang are really beliefs about the past. They're not science." I then went on to say, "All you've done is replace the account of Genesis with an atheistic belief, not a scientific view." I continued by saying that observational science, like the science of genetics, actually confirms that the Bible's account of origins is true, and it also shows that molecules to man, evolution didn't work. You see, true science supports the Bible.
People are being led astray because Christians can't answer their questions, such as, where did Cain find his wife? Actually, the answer is quite simple. Read Ken Ham's free booklet when you go to our website, answersradio.com. Answersradio.com.